All of the projects that I've done start as drawings. Sometimes they stay as two-dimensional static drawings. Sometimes they are filmed and then they become, as it were, three-dimensional drawings, two-dimensional drawings moving through time. And when they become the fully-fledged theatre production, then I think of them almost as drawings in four dimensions. They're sculptural drawings moving through time, but the base of them all and the starting point are drawings in the studio. And not just physically that they start off as drawings in the studio, but the sort of strategies, the sort of looseness that exists when one is making a drawing is the way I try to work when either making a film or making a piece of theatre. The strategy for working for me is to understand that if I wait to get clarity of an idea for final resolution of meaning to be apparent before I start working, I will die of boredom or slit my throat, but nothing will arrive. And that the only hope of generating an idea is in the physical process of working. So that the starting point of a drawing may be a kernel of an image, an impulse towards an image, and in the process of drawing that first image, very often there are both amplifications of it or suggestions of other images or combinations that emerge not quite by chance but not by design, somewhere between design and chance. And it is following that middle pattern or that middle section between chance and program that the work has to emerge. The drawings for projection are all made without either a script or a storyboard. They start with one or two key images in the film that have been sitting in my head. With Felix in Exile, the starting image was the idea of a body in a landscape. And in the process of drawing that landscape in a body and then dissolving the landscape into the body, there started to emerge various elements that became the final film. The idea of following the history of one of the people who's going to die in the landscape. The idea, if it is a landscape, is it being marked with a theodolite and charted? If it was being charted, who was doing that charting? If we were using a theodolite or a sextant, which I like drawing, maybe we then had to go up into the stars. Now, these were all ideas which seemed completely obvious described after the event, but none of those ideas was apparent before I started the first day of drawing and animating. With the theatre productions, there's sometimes a knowledge of a key text that we're working with Alfred Jarry's Ubu in Ubu and the Truth Commission, with Goethe's Faustus. And these did give us a framework around which to start working, but the key work happened on stage, in rehearsal or in workshopping, in working out what kinds of things could happen on stage, taking a fairly random piece of animation, looking at that with a puppet or an actor, and from that seeing what sorts of meaning are being evoked, and then letting the play expand from those moments to find the heart of what we were doing.